Presents.
This week in 1944, the BBC Forces Programme became the BBC General Forces Programme.
This is the General Forces Programme presenting Radio Newsreel.
And the BBC distanced itself from its Reithian values and tried to create a faster, more entertaining service for the Americans, who weren't particularly impressed with the corporation's style.
All we know is that we're happy to welcome that man again.
Ahoy there. Oh, hello, George.
And I'll do you there, sir.
Music While You Work was played this morning by Jimmy Leach and his organolians.
Famous programmes aired on the General Forces programme, paving the way for the Light programme and eventually the Radio 2 we know and love today. Happy birthday this week to one of radio's most famous sig tunes. Yes, it's In the Party Mood, which heralded Housewife's Choice. It arrived this week in 1946.
And round the corner I am. Good morning. It's funny how reticent some people are to give names, whereas others literally fill their postcards with full details of 200 or 300 people they'd like mentioned. At 37 Atherley Road, Shanklin, in the Isle of Wight, lives Mrs. D. Walker. She has a daughter whose home is The Nook, Avenue Road, Shanklin. Well, I'd like to be able to tell you the daughter's name. I'd like to blaze...
Marking the launch of Housewives' Choice this week in 1946 on the BBC Light programme. It lasted 21 years. In 1992 this week, Radio 3 waved farewell to its AM frequencies.
BBC Radio 3 on VHF and on 1215 kHz, 247 metres medium wave.
It handed over the famous 247 metres, which had been the launch home for Radio 1 before being occupied by Radio 3, to commercial radio. This week, 8 years ago, Chris Carey, Spangles Muldoon, died. He jumped on board Radio Caroline as it went illegal in 1967.
Skeeter Davis and Till the End of the World, or The End of the World, that came out at the same time as I got my first flat. I left home at 15 and I used to earn about £2, 15 shillings a week to survive on, and I wanted to go it alone, so I got myself a flat and a job and all the rest of the things, and I ended up as a disc jockey and a discotheque as well, and a bingo caller to make ends meet, because it meant that if...
Chris Carey, who died this week in 2008, he'd been affectionately on the edge of UK radio for some time, had Nova, Luxie and R&I, Caroline as well, and he bought Buzz FM for £1. Lynx FM cost a little more than £1 to set up, £500,000 as I recall. It launched this week, 24 years ago.
This is Lynx FM.
The news at 2:02. I'm Claire Carson.
I was incredibly nervous, but I would never have admitted it at the time. I just remember being... It was like a bit of an out-of-body experience, being like a goldfish in a bowl, because the news booth is in between the two studios. And all around, I could see people crawling all over the building like ants.
Out-of-body experiences for goldfish and ants. Lynx FM launching this week in 1992. Simon Mayo debuted on radio in the East Midlands, but this week in 86, he moved further south.
Simon Mayo through till 3 o'clock today, and Gary did say, please make your bit in the middle as much like mine as possible, except not quite as brown.
Mayo's first Radio 1 moment this week, exactly 30 years ago. She's 60 this week, and she's high up at the BBC.
And in audience terms, the appreciation and actually the amount of people consuming BBC programmes and content is as good as it's ever been, if not better. We're in fighting form because we try really hard to keep connected with our audience.
Helen Bowden, 60 this week. She was part of the early teams at Tees and Air through BBC Local and then upwards at the BBC. It's 26 years since Jazz FM launched. It was the first new London commercial station after the original pair. Diana Luke was on air, and she remembers the role Ella Fitzgerald played on day one.
She was playing at the Grosvenor in London, and I had to introduce her with Paul Jones. And so I had to buy a posh frock, but I had these stiletto heels on, and I was very, very tall. But then we got backstage, and I was talking away with the orchestra, as you do, because I was very excited. And it was time to go out, and I thought, I'm dragging my foot a bit here, and I couldn't quite know what was going on. What had happened, some of the electrical tape, you know, the gaffer tape, had adhered itself to the back of my heel.
Oh.
And I was dragging this great roll of gaffer tape out onto stage to see Ella.
Memories of the launch of Jazz FM this week in 1990. So with Chilton Radio extending to Bedford 34 years ago.
The number one station in hearts, beds and bugs.
Trent launching a Derbyshire sister 29 years ago.
Well, thank you, Radio Trent, for the signal honour you do me.
The BBC's so-called Scud FM ending 25 years ago.
This is Radio 4 News FM.
And James Well ending his stint at LBC 3 years ago.
First, let me ask you this question.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.